Continuing our air conditioning conversation with Jeff Carmichael of Reis, R-E-E-I-S.com, Reis Air Conditioning. And one of the things that we talked about during the break is the transition of business ownership in the service industry.
Yeah, it's wild right now. We're seeing specifically in the air conditioning industry nationwide, a lot of private equity firms are buying up family-owned, local-owned, operated air conditioning businesses, and they're paying a lot of money for them. So they're soaking up all the mom-and-pop shops, and, you know, they give the owners kind of the exit of a couple months, few months, or a year. And then that business model nationwide in our industry, it's heavy commission-based, it's heavy hard sale-based, it's not... There is no touch to the customer, to the contractor relationship of what's really best in mind. And so it makes it difficult, kind of going back to what we were just talking about in the last segment, when we're talking the importance of doing maintenances. You just want to make sure, our advice would be to make sure you understand the contractor, the background of the contractor, and who is coming out to your house and how they're operating the business. So,
and we see that a lot. We actually had to remove a partner from the list because the owner, he's near retirement, sold to an investment company that's on the East Coast, and their ownership and their principles don't align with the network. But not to be all doom and gloom, there is some opportunity in that, and that a lot of the contractors that are retiring, that's an opportunity for the next generation to go, you know, into business, buy them out, get into a trade agreement. And there's a Canyon Ventures at Grand Canyon University is teetering with this right now, with, you know, taking the talent pool as they're graduating and finding job placements for companies. Like, if they're an entrepreneur spirit but don't want to start from scratch, and you've got this company, you know, being the finance advisor on that transition and, you know, bringing guys straight into business ownership of an existing business for someone retiring. It's if it's successful, it's going to be a huge talking point of this broadcast, because a lot of the contractors we do work with, you know, this is Rosie's 32nd year, and a lot of the guys we're working with today are guys he's been working with that long, and a lot of them are in that stage. They're ready to hang up the tool belt and you know, pull out the fishing line.
Yep.
I'm the only one that's not.
And I, if I can take advantage of the opportunity, we are desperately hiring across the board, across skill levels. So if you know an air conditioning tech, if you know somebody who wants to get into the trades who has zero experience, we are an open door to we have a great apprenticeship program. For guys who want to get into, guys or gals who want to get into the trade.
And the great thing about Reis is it's more than an air conditioning company. You're at the leading edge of building science with the home energy audits.
Yeah.
So for someone wanting to get into the career, it's exactly why I recommended you go interview at Reis when you came out of the service.
That's right.
It is the leading edge of where building science is going.
There's so many unique career paths to, especially our organization. Just like you were saying, with the home residential energy audit, the building science aspect, size and design, down to customer service. Right? If you yourself are in the customer service or have that customer service knack, head on over to our website, Reis.com. Fill out a contact form. Go to our hiring page. We're hiring left and right.
All right. Just one of the things we do at Rosie on the House to accomplish our vision of becoming every Arizona homeowner's best friend is we try and educate you to the point of protecting you. On our website, rosieonthehouse.com, our tip of the week is steps for selecting a HVAC contractor. That's heating, ventilating, and air conditioning. Steps to selecting the contractor that's going to ensure you an efficient air conditioning operation, efficient equipment, and affordable solution. Air conditioning equipment is expensive. It's very sophisticated. You got to make sure you make the investment on an educated basis. So get to RosieOnTheHouse.com and take a look at that steps for selecting an HVAC contractor. Jeff, I can't thank you enough for coming in and helping us ongoing education of the Rosie on the House listeners.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And I hope they heard, and I hope not one of them find themselves stuck with a broken down piece of equipment over the next 3 or 4 months.
And if it does happen, we're there for them either way. So,
all right.
For quick reference, that's all on Facebook too. There's a post there that gives the article and Rhea's website and phone number.
Excellent. Gosh, I hope they heard it. I mean, the and you know what, Arizona homeowners, if you heard it, and you've gotten quotes from some of the other contractors, and you decide to get one more quote from a Rosie certified contractor, the money you save by doing it right. I'm going to ask you all to do me a little bit of favor. Take 10% of that money you're going to save, having the right equipment, doing the right job, and donate it to your favorite charity. And together, we'll lift up all of Arizona.